All right, we're back. It's me, Savvy, again, and I'm talking to Matias.
Hi.
How are you?
All good.
I know you're a little bit sick, so, you know, don't worry about the coughing or whatever. Can you give us a little bit of a background on what you did at the symposium in December?
I put my thoughts into a presentation which kind of looks like the tech and IT presentations might build up. For example, Apple's, Google's, and all these new tech startups have their own language, and I was kind of looking at them and trying to reproduce it, mm-hmm. but just by its engine.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you were kind of emulating like a Steve Jobs kind of character, right? That was the point.
Maybe not Steve Jobs.
Well, maybe not Steve Jobs, but someone of that caliber, right?
Yes.
But can you explain what it was that you were actually presenting?
Yeah, so I was proposing like a possible scenario that tech companies will slowly, possibly, get into the state, the institutions of the state, and maybe it's not in the way as we imagine, but it's kind of invisibly happening already. So we see that tech companies are getting into a new field, for example, business, or getting into education. And then I've introduced that now they are getting into the state. Mm-hmm. And that one of the reason why I built this up is because the state is using its national branding and national identity so loud nowadays that it maybe gets into like a inflation curve, and the tech companies will offer a way out from that scandal.
Do you think that it's kind of a new thing with like tech involved and everything and all of these brands being more accessible? Do you think this national identity you were saying is stronger now, or do you think it is actually stronger now, or like look back in propaganda kind of things, how do you think that compares in your research?
I think the communication of it is getting strong. I don't think it can be even measured because it's really
true.
An intangible thing.
Yeah, it is.
But I think it's louder than ever. Because the populists really discovered it as an important tool to communicate it. And it's not the first time it's happening. It's just the tools which we are using are exposing it even more than it was for example, in the 19th century when it has already started, actually.
Sure, yeah. But also, we are, like, coming up with national anthems and things and, like, songs to sing to teach kids, like, oh, we are part of this nation, that kind of stuff. And we don't really do that so much anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been to schools now. I actually did an experiment with kids in South London, but that was I was not doing any research about what are they learning. I just asked them to draw. That was an easy question. What is nation? And I was receiving.
Is it an easy question?
But they loved it. they really started to draw a lot of things, and it was nice to see that it was not all just, you know, Union Jacks, for example.
Yeah.
It was actually a lot of things which they started to question, like what that could be. And yeah, a lot of problems came up, and they only had 5 minutes, so they crossed through what they'd drawn before, and then did a new one, and the new one, and like, getting confused. So I think, that was a good experiment.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a fun way to kind of explore this at a very basic level. What is nation? Because they're kind of, in our eyes, pure at this moment.
Yes.
So, okay.
And, yeah, and I think it's part of this national communication that it should keep, you should keep it untouched. You shouldn't tackle it too much.
Yeah.
Because it's there and you have to accept it. You're born with it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, I bounce around a lot, so it's kind of hard for me to, like, identify. I don't know. Anyway, do you think that this idea of, tech becoming involved in the state is you said it's kind of already happening. Can you give us some examples of how it's already happening? And then also kind of, do you think that the amount of involvement that you kind of proposed during the symposium, like the intensity that you proposed, is a real prediction of what might happen?
I think it's happening because, I don't know, as I have seen in my research how states were usually establishing their powers or their effective communication is through art, architecture, and design. That was the way they really legitimized their powers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that part is already happening. So most of our interactions are already governed by, like, mostly two companies.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, so our visual culture, so visual identity,
yeah,
is mostly defined by, you know, iOS and Android, in a sense. And the more touch screens, the more interactions we will have those systems, it will define more and more our, like, cultural identity, of course, also through these visuals.
Are you kind of hoping that people or, like, cultures and societies step away from this dual option and have more?
Yes, I'm very hoping for alternatives.
Yeah.
And that's an ambitious thing now in decentralization in many fields. And that's one step which I am now trying to go further to. But I'm not sure what is the exact field which I am interested in now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I can use my research now to put these things together, because that's definitely which can change our world. And
yeah,
you know, it's happening with currency.
Sure.
It's happening in the healthcare. It's happening in many places.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're also in a very, like, turbulent time for politics and everything. So it's definitely affecting how people, I think it's affecting how people are identifying with their own nation and if they are still identifying,
yes,
with it.
Yeah, so it's also a good question that if a nation and the state could somehow divide, how could we define that nation? Is that, can that nation still survive without the institutions which backs it up?
Yeah, yeah. That's such an interesting concept, because, I mean, I think we often intertwine both of those things, and then it's hard to, you know, say that, well, I guess, I don't know, I definitely identify more with my nationality than my government, so, I don't know, I'm already kind of hoping for that separation a little bit.
Yes.
But, okay, well, I think you started hinting at it, but what's in your drawer downstairs?
I have this experiment which I did the students in South London in elementary school.
With the drawings that they did?
Yes, that's a publication. I have a screenshot from my keynote presentation which I did.
Okay.
That shows an Apple Watch UI, and the icons, the app icons on that UI are modified national flags.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, those flags which are adjusted to certain, like, a particular brand branding manual, which is from Apple's and Google's, which I have found and I was using.
Okay.
So how could those flags look like if they are adjusted to
these
brand,
okay,
brand,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah. Cool. That, I did take a look at it yesterday, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember all these from the symposium. But I don't think you shared as many of those drawings. You have a poster in there, though, too, right?
Mm.
Or something that you did, a collage or something.
Yes. Yes, that was an early experiment, which I did. I just discovered that there is this language of tech companies and tech startups which very much reminds me of the early constructivist socialist art and design.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to put them together, that it's actually those utopias seems very much a utopia now looking back, but when, I don't know, we go for a new company site, we don't recognize it as it is.
Yeah, that's so true. Cool, everyone should check it out, and thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for listening.
Of course. And next up, we have Mike Stevens talking about the viability of free open source software and design.